I want to challenge you today on all of our campuses, for the sake of Jesus Christ and this city, let's quit playing it safe and start saying yes to God. Because when you simply say yes to God, incredible things begin to happen. When the church is doing its job, it is the most powerful force for God and for good in the world.
Win people to Christ, we train believers to become disciples, and we send disciples to impact the world. That drives everything we do in ministry.
CCV, we got the right message. We got the right mission. And on all of our campuses, you are the right people. Do you love your church? Then let's all take the next step and help reach this valley with the good news of Jesus Christ.
We have to stay united. Because when you have unity, you can do exponentially more. If we will stay united, God will move in this church for the next 34 years the same way He has the previous 34 years.
Welcome you all today on all of our campuses as to CCV. For those of you that are new to CCV, every year at the beginning of the year, I do a State of the Church message. And at the State of the Church message, we basically look back and see what did we accomplish last year? Did we accomplish our goals and help fulfill our mission? In the 35-year history of CCV, we've had 30 years of growth and 5 years where we plateaued. And I believe one reason for our consistent growth over the years is we've never forgotten our mission: to win and train and send. CCV exists, first of all, to win people to Christ. And some of the ways that we do that, first of all, is we want to reach the man because it's the most effective way to reach the whole family. We also want to reach the next generation so that we have a future. And thirdly, we want to reach our neighbors so we can change our culture. We also want to train believers to become disciples, and that's why this past year we've encouraged all of our members to take the next step in their spiritual journey. And there are several areas that we encourage you to take the next step: in worship, in connecting in a group, in serving, in sharing your testimony and your love for the church, and in giving generously. And then thirdly, we want to send disciples to impact the world. And our impact is seen locally, nationally, as well as internationally. So our goals for 2016, if you remember back, first of all, we want to grow 10% in every area of ministry, and you'll hear about that later. And the reason why is because we believe 10% is a healthy growth, and it's easy for us to incorporate then the members that we have. Secondly, we wanted to open our 7th campus in Midtown. And we just pulled it off on Christmas Eve, the 23rd. And they had 1,300 on that Christmas Eve, those two nights. It was an incredible opening. And this are already starting out this month to run about 650. And we celebrate that. We also encouraged our members last year as we showed you the engagement wheel, and we said we want you, all of you, to find out which step you want to take and take the next step in your spiritual journey. So let's look at how we did. And on your mobile app or in your program, your bulletin, I want you to follow along, and what you'll see is this engagement wheel. You're going to see on the left side, win, train, send, and you're going to see how they connect across the page. And there's also some blanks for you to fill in with some statistics we'll share with you, and there's also a place for you to take extra notes. First of all, winning people to Christ. We believe winning people to Christ begins by simply making people aware. How do we make people aware? Well, we've told you, put a CCV sticker on your car. Why? Almost 10% of the people that visit our campuses, when we find out, how did you first hear about CCV? They said, we saw a sticker, didn't know what it was, and we asked somebody. I know what you're thinking. I drive too fast. I don't want to put one of those on my car. Drive fast, they'll still be talking about CCV, all right? But get one of those on your car. Also, we make people aware. Last year, for the first time, we put up some billboards around the valley just to kind of say, this is who we are. This is our mission. We want to make you aware of CCV. After we make them aware, then we want them to consider. And when they consider, what do I mean? We mean they want to connect with us on social media or our webpage. A few years ago, if you were going to visit a church, you'd simply show up at church and check it out. But people aren't doing that now. Most people today, we find out, their first awareness and considering a church is not going and visiting. They will go on the webpage and say, where is it meet? Where do I go? Where do I drop off the kids? What time are your services? And they want to find out more about us before they ever come. And that's how they consider. Then when they evaluate, that means they're going to visit one of our campuses, that first visit. And I want you to know this is what's so vitally important for all of you on all of our campuses. Because when they finally get here for the first time, the most important thing you can do is get to know people around you where you're seated in our services. Because whether they come back the second time or not will have a lot to do with how you made them feel welcome the first time. So I always want to encourage you to do that. After they're aware, they consider and they evaluate, our desire is they come to church a few times, maybe they take Starting Point, and then they make a commitment to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And this past year, we had 2,657 people that committed to Jesus Christ in baptism. And I want you to know, this represents changed lives. And this is our main reason for existence. And what I want you to know is we grew, increased this year over last year, 38% baptisms over last year in people coming to Christ. And now let's do celebrate that on all of our campuses. So baptism is not the last step in your spiritual journey. It is the first step in your spiritual journey. We exist to win people to Christ. Then we exist to train those believers to become disciples. And that's where you see then in your engagement wheel, basically what we're sharing is there are five different areas of spiritual growth that we believe are necessary if you're going to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And the first one is worship. And this past year, we averaged 25,849 people each week on all of our campuses. This was the one area that we did not grow 10%. We grew a little over 5% in that area. The good news that I want to share is we had growth on almost all of our campuses. And the number for Midtown, they're running about 650 right now in the first month. That was not included in last year's total. I want you to know that our goal is when we start a new campus, that in the first year they'll be running 1,000 to have tremendous programs for all ages. And so that Midtown the first month is already running 650. They are off to a great start. Here's some incredible news. We've shared with you that most people attend church at CCV 1.6 times a month. 1.6 times a month, because so many of you took next steps and became more committed last year, In last year alone, we went from 1.6 to 2.4 times a month that our people are worshiping. That was a huge step up and a sign of commitment, and I want to congratulate you on that as well. Secondly, our spiritual discipline, we want you to be able to connect. We believe that Jesus did not intend for us to grow alone. We need relationships, and so we want you to connect in neighborhood groups. And this past year, we had 8,837 adults and students in neighborhood groups. This was a slight increase over last year. And I want you to know, in the new group that I'm in, or our group that started up this last week, we had 5 new people in our group. And it's exciting to see new people coming into our group that are new in the area. They've been visiting church, and they got connected in a group. And that's where the life really takes place. Third spiritual discipline is serving. And people ask us, most churches have 50 to 55% of their budget in staff salaries and benefits, and CCV is about 33%. We're on the lowest of large churches in the country. And one reason is because we have so many of you on all of our campus that have stepped up and said, I'll serve. I'll help you perform ministry without you having to hire so many people. And so it's incredible the number of people that we have, adults and students, that serve in all of our different ministries on all of our campuses. Also this past year, we had a Love Our Schools initiative where we said, how can we connect with the community and show the love of Jesus? And we had 12,000 volunteers help out in our support and Love Our Schools, and we were able to minister and volunteer on 265 schools all throughout the valley. And I want to say to all of you that participated in that, thank you. It made a huge difference with the schools that we're trying to connect with. The fourth discipline is sharing. And this past year, we had 21,658 first-time visitors to CCV. That's the good news. You think about that, there's a lot of people that have visited our campuses this past year because they were invited by so many of you. The bad news is less than one visitor brought per member last year. That's tragic. Even though we had 21,000, our attendance is larger than that. That means less than one visitor per member was invited and showed up last year at our church. And that's something that we really need to change next year. Number five is in generosity and giving. And this past year, we had 12,272 individuals and families committed to the ministry of CCV. And the good news is our giving increased 19% last year. Now, because of your generosity on all of your campuses, I'm happy to announce that just last month we were able to write a check and completely eliminate all the debt on our Peoria campus, so our Peoria campus is now debt-free. Thank you for your generosity very much. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is, if only 12,272 individuals or families participated, that means almost half of us on all of our campuses are not yet participating financially. And I want to say to you, when you see the incredible things God is doing, and we give Him all the glory, the changed lives here and around the world, I want to encourage you this year to maybe take that step of generosity and say, I'm going to get all in this area because I want the blessing of God and I want to be able to bless so many others. So I want to encourage you in that as well. The total number of steps taken in 2016 was 21,536. Almost everybody, some took more than one, some didn't take any, but most people took the challenge in 2016 and said, I will take another step. And I want to say to all of you for doing that, fantastic. Thank you so much for that. We exist to win people to Christ, to train believers to become disciples, and thirdly, to send disciples to impact the world. And we do that in several ways. You'll notice at the bottom of your engagement funnel, we have coaches. This past year, we had 998 coaches. And the purpose of coaches was to help people take the next step, to help them fulfill the mission. Once they've been a disciple, how do they go back and go up to the top and start bringing in people again? These next step coaches are also neighborhood group coaches. They're next step coaches for those people that are not in groups, and also we have student coaches. And so almost 1,000 coaches, brand new, gifted this year to help us work in that area. We also, in our missions ministry, we are impacting the world. Last year, we had 837 people go on a mission trip to 11 different countries. If you've never gone on a mission trip, I want to encourage you to do that. It'll change your perspective. It's one of the best things that'll ever happen. You will see God working in ways that probably you've never imagined. So maybe this would be the year where you'd think about going on a mission trip. Our Leadership Institute is a way we impact the world. Last year, we had 36 graduates from 10 university partners, and we now have 103 alumni from our Leadership Institute serving in ministries literally all around the world. Another big ministry that we have to connect a lot of people and bring them into our church is our Stars Sports Ministry. This past year, with young people and a few adults, we had 11,827 participants in our Stars Ministry. And on our 7 campuses, 4 of our campuses have a Stars Ministry, and they're doing an incredible job. 2016 was a great year for CCV. And all of our campuses, let's take time right now to give thanks to God and celebrate the great things He has done. Let's do that one more time, can we? So I want you really to hang on to this and look at this consistently, because you see, you will understand practically how are we trying to carry out our mission. What is the funnel of how we win people, then we train them, and then we send them out to go back and bring more people into the funnel that we can train more and send more and win more, and it goes on and on and on. As we look forward to 2017, it is a year of incredible opportunities and changes. What are some of the opportunities? Again, this year, we want to grow by 10% in all areas of our church. We believe that's a healthy, consistent growth. Secondly, we want to encourage you, everybody, to bring at least more than one person to church with you in 2017. You saw that statistic, less than one person brought a visitor. Think of more than one that you could bring and say, I'm going to bring a whole family, or there's one or two or three people that I want to bring this year with me. We also want you to take another step in your spiritual development. Maybe you took one step last year, take another step. Maybe you took three, go ahead and take another. You say, well, wait, Pastor Don, I've taken all those steps, then I would encourage you to be a coach. Find somebody else that you could take them through the same spiritual journey that you've been through. Also this year, we want to open our 8th campus in the Chandler-Gilbert area. And you're going to look at a map and see where that is. When we started our East Valley campus a couple years ago, it was way out by itself. And yet they have grown tremendously. And they even have people from the Chandler-Gilbert area that are driving there. And as you look at, we try to encompass the city. What we're really trying to do is, we know that when people drive more than 20 minutes, their involvement drops off. So our desire would be, how can we have a campus almost every 20 minutes all over the valley so that everybody would have a chance to be involved in our ministry if they don't have a church for Jesus Christ? Also in April of this year, CCV will celebrate 35 years of ministry. And as we look back, God has been in charge and leading every way, and God has been so good. So you can see we have some incredible opportunities before us to keep fulfilling our mission and impacting people for Jesus Christ. We also have some changes coming up in 2017. 2017 will be a year of transition with the leadership of CCV. My wife and I have been praying about this transition for some time, and most of you will not know, but this transition actually began over 18 months ago. You need to hear me clearly. This was totally my decision. I was not asked by the elders to leave. I do not have a health issue. I have plenty of energy. And you would say, then why are you leaving now? Here's one reason. Number one, as I've studied churches, there's always a danger of the founding pastor staying too long. And they say so long that everybody says, I sure wish they would leave. And I don't want that to happen to me. Old athletes, businessmen, a lot of people stay too long, and I don't want to do that. Secondly, CCV is very healthy and growing. In fact, right now, as we're ready for a transition, we have just had the best year of growth that we have ever had. We have a great eldership. We have a great staff. We have a great teaching team. This has not been built on one personality. It's been built on a team. And so I am so confident in our team. Also, we have a great young man who is qualified and ready to lead CCV into a great future. And that's why I'm happy to announce today that with my recommendation and the elders' unanimous support, Ashley Woldridge has been selected to be the next lead pastor at Christ Church of the Valley.
Good job, buddy.
You can remain standing on all of our campuses. Remain standing for a second. We believe that Ashley and his wife, Jamie, have a great marriage. We believe that he has the character and the leadership ability necessary to continue the growth and the impact of CCV. And Ashley would like to say just a few words at this time.
Wow. Well, it would be pretty difficult to try to just describe the honor I feel. I'm just very humbled, you know, for this opportunity. And I'm sure, like many of you, you know, what I'm going through is what some of you are going through, which is just a mix and a range of emotions, you know, with an announcement like something like this. And so I would just tell you what I've just been reminded of over and over again, and that's that the real leader of CCV actually isn't changing at all. You see, what I've learned from this man and over the years is that there's only one leader of CCV, and that will continue to be, and it will always be a Jesus. Jesus alone. Yeah. And it's my commitment to continue that legacy. And so I'm going to do what I'm going to ask you to do, and that's what the writer of Hebrews 12:2 says to do. He commands us that we fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. And if we can do that as a church, if we can keep making Jesus the main thing, we will continue our mission to reach this valley for Jesus Christ. So I just want to thank the elders of CCV. I want to thank Don and his incredible leadership. And just again, I'm very humbled and honored. And my commitment to you is that I'm going to continue to lead with integrity. I'm going to continue to lead with wisdom, all the wisdom I pray that God gives me. And I'm going to continue to lead with courage as we move into the future. So thank you very, very much, Don. Thank you. Love you, ma'am. I love you.
As you remain standing, I'm going to ask Mike Knave, who is the chairman of our elders, to come and give his blessing for this transition as well, because again, this has been a unanimous selection by the eldership as well, and we're all in line and engaged and excited about what God's going to do. Mike?
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, our hearts are filled with gratitude, with excitement, and with anticipation. We are so grateful for all the things you have done at CCV, for the things you've given us that we haven't worked for, and for the things that you've enabled us to partner with you and work for and accomplish. And Father, right now we ask you to bless Ashley and Jamie and their family. We ask you to give Ashley wisdom, insight, vision, and the leadership to take us in places we've never dreamed possible. Father, we've been at this for almost 35 years, and you've been at it for 2,000. There's just a lot more to do. Yeah. And Father, we pray for Don and Sue that you will take who they are, what they know, their experiences, and their passion for you, and multiply that all around the world, making a difference for you. Father, we know that when one of us wins as a Christian, we all win. We work mm-hmm. together. And Father, we ask your blessings on the current situations at CCV, and on our future. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay. Love you. Would you be seated? As I stated earlier, this transition time began over 18 months ago. At that time, I asked Ashley and the rest of the team to take over all the new hiring selections. 1 year ago, I turned the leadership of the staff over to Ashley, and he has done an incredible job. And so as we look at this transition continuing, this year, my preaching load will decrease and his will increase. Last year, I preached 24 times. He preached 12. We'll flip that this year. He will preach 24, and I will be preaching 12. This summer, my wife and I will be taking the summer off. I think emotionally, that's huge for the staff and the church to begin to transition to his leadership. my last Sunday at CCV as your pastor will be October 29th of this year. In 2018, I will be available to counsel and encourage Ashley as he needs. Also, my wife and I and the elders and families, we will be visiting some of our major mission partners around the world and thanking them for their partnership in our ministry. That's something that we'll do. One of the keys to retirement, I'm finding out, it's not what you retire from, it's what you retire to. My wife and I have a real burden for pastors and wives. You know, I've trained leaders around the world with the John Maxwell Institute. We have spent time with a lot of pastors and wives. 90% of pastors that are ordained and begin in ministry never finish ministry. It's a tragic statistic. And so what we want to do is to be available, starting a ministry, to really help pastors and their wives improve their marriage and help them go the distance with their church. Because if they do that, we believe it'll exponentially expand the kingdom of Jesus Christ. So really, I'm just a part of the mission of CCV to win, train, and send. They're sending me out to try and to make a difference with a lot of families and couples and churches around the world. Your prayers, your encouragement, and your continual support are important during this transition time. And I would just say to you, as this transition continues and Ashley begins to lead, I want to encourage you to pray for, to support, be behind him the same way you've been behind my wife and I, and God will bless in every way. I believe with all of my heart that the best years for CCV are ahead, as long as we do what Ashley said, as long as we continue to keep our focus on Jesus Christ. Would all of you please stand as I have a closing prayer. Dear God, you are awesome, and we love you, and we commit our lives to you. We commit this ministry to you. We thank you for the way you've led from day one. It's always been a faith journey, and it continues that way. Lord, I thank you for the great team you've put in place, for the eldership, for their encouragement, their wisdom, their support, their guidance through this whole thing. I thank you for our staff, how united they are in this transition, and I pray for our church. Lord, as we move ahead, I know the best is yet to come. And so as Mike has already prayed, bless Ashley, bless Jamie and their kids. Surround our church with a hedge of protection that we would not be divided, but that we would be united and we would move forward to do great things for your son, Jesus Christ. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.